Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 123 years ago today, in 1902, President Theodore Roosevelt made history by becoming the first sitting president of the United States to ride in an automobile. During a tour of Hartford, Connecticut, he rode in a Columbia Electric Victoria Phaeton, symbolizing the nation's embrace of technological innovation and progress. This event marked a significant milestone in the early adoption of automobiles, reflecting the spirit of modernization that defined the early 20th century. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 59 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:31 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with temperatures reaching around 80 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 61 and a gentle south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be just before 11:30 with the low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 86 and light southwest winds. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 66. Sunday brings more mostly sunny weather with a high near 83. Sunday night has a chance of rain showers after 11 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 67. On Monday, expect a chance of rain showers before 2 p.m., then showers and thunderstorms are likely, with a high near 81. Monday night holds a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 63. Tuesday looks sunny, with a high near 79 and west winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in an exciting achievement for local education, Hugh, Massachusetts high schools have been recognized among the top 100 in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. The ranking, which evaluated over 24,000 public high schools across the country, highlighted Boston Latin as the highest in Massachusetts, landing at an impressive 46th place nationally. Additionally, Pioneer Valley Chinese Immersion Charter School in Hadley made the list, securing the 96th spot. These schools exemplify excellence in performance and college readiness, showcasing the strength of education in Beantown and beyond. Now on to sports. Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf is set to make his big screen debut in the upcoming thriller Asteroid. The film, which stars Sinners actress Hailee Steinfeld, who is married to Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, will premiere at the Venice Film Festival's immersive showcase next week in Italy. Directed by Doug Liman, Asteroid follows strangers on a journey to a nearby asteroid in search of wealth beyond their wildest dreams. Metcalf, who has appeared in Secret Headquarters and Bel-Air, joined the Steelers in March after a trade from the Seattle Seahawks, agreeing to a 5-year, $150 million extension. In local sports, last night at Yankee Stadium in New York, The Red Sox won over the Yankees 6-3. Rookie Roman Anthony hit a two-run homer in the ninth inning and drove in three runs. Winning pitcher Weissert struck out 6/5 and 1/3 innings. The Sox finished with 10 hits and one error. The Red Sox record is now 69-59. Tonight, the Red Sox face the Yankees again in New York for Game 2 of this 4-game series. Ryan Baio is 9-6 with a 3.23 earned run average, faces Max Fried, who is 13-5 with a 3.26. First pitch is at 7:05. The game time temperature is a comfortable 79 degrees under clear skies. In top news, scientists are exploring the intriguing concept that gut feelings may actually be memories from the future. Cognitive neuroscientist Julia Mossbridge, PhD, recalls a childhood experience that sparked her interest in precognition. She believes that our perception of time may not be as linear as we think. Parapsychologist Dean Radin supports this view, suggesting that consciousness can transcend time, allowing us to access future information. Their research, backed by statistically significant experiments, indicates that many people possess some level of precognition, a phenomenon often dismissed by mainstream society. This evolving understanding could reshape how we perceive our experiences of time and reality. In business news, a significant financial shift is on the horizon, as younger generations in America stand to inherit approximately $16 trillion over the next decade. However, many are unprepared to manage this wealth. Ashley Rittershaus, a certified financial planner, emphasizes the emotional turmoil that can lead inheritors to make hasty decisions, like purchasing extravagant items. Financial experts suggest waiting a year before making major decisions and using inherited cash wisely, such as placing it in a high-yield savings account. Understanding tax implications, especially the step-up in basis for appreciated assets, is crucial for effective wealth management. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% for the week to just over $113,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just under $4,300. And XRP is down 8% to $2.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI's lawyers are scrutinizing Meta's involvement in Elon Musk's $97 billion takeover bid for the ChatGPT creator. According to OpenAI, Musk and Meta's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, discussed this acquisition. A subpoena filed in June requests documents from Meta regarding any coordinated plans with Musk and XAI. While OpenAI denied Musk's bid, they seek evidence of potential financing arrangements. Meta spokesperson Andy Stone highlighted that neither Meta nor Zuckerberg signed Musk's letter of intent. Meanwhile, Meta continues to invest heavily in artificial intelligence, recruiting key OpenAI researchers and exploring acquisition deals. And in entertainment news, in Nobody 2, Bob Odenkirk returns as Hutch Mansell, a mild suburban dad who reveals his violent side during a family vacation. Directed by Timo Judge Ento, This action fantasy sequel dives deeper into Hutch's life, showcasing his struggle to balance family and a debt of $30 million. As he organizes a trip to Plumerville, his past as a ruthless assassin resurfaces. The film features an intriguing cast, including Connie Nielsen and Sharon Stone. With a mix of absurdity and action, Nobody 2 promises to deliver a unique blend of thrills and humor, making it a must-watch adventure. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and mathematician, Bertrand Russell. And he said, "The only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation. As technology advances, our unity must grow." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.